this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show.
Yeah. What is going on? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
thrilling
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're stuck in traffic,
helping somebody with their groceries,
assisting an old lady crossing the road,
doing volunteer work,
or donating money to charity. I'm joined today in the studio with the man who's always fighting for peace, whether it be a peace of mind, world peace, or the last piece of cake. Justin Murray.
Oh yeah, what's up guys?
How you doing today?
I'm great, how you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good, feeling pretty generous today.
Yeah?
What about you?
I'm feeling pretty kind as well.
Yeah, yeah. So we have another episode of Real Life Radio for you guys today. It's going to be action-packed. Hopefully if you're feeling generous, you can share this with some of your friends.
Or give us an iTunes review.
Talking about iTunes reviews and feeling generous and just being a nice person, how about we go straight to today's shout-outs?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, today we have a shout-out from an anonymous listener on Real Life Radio Stitcher account.
Yeah, just a message out there for anyone who is on Stitcher. If you want to give us a review, try to subscribe to Stitcher so we know who you are, right?
Yeah, and let us know.
Yeah.
Stitcher doesn't actually provide who the people are, but you're listening, so...
Well, they do provide who it is if they've actually signed up and given their details on Stitcher.
Oh, they do?
They do, yes.
Okay, so Stitcher's for Androids, but anyway, let's jump into this. The most effective way to boost your English, fun and loaded with content, learn English with the Real Life Guys the way it's actually used. No boring excuses.
Oh, yeah. Justin, what does Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous mean here when they say to boost your English? Boost.
To boost is to give like a good push. Mm-hmm. It's to lift something up a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like you say, boost you up when you want to put your hands together and help somebody up with your hands.
Sure. Like if you wanted to change a light bulb.
Yep.
And you might have to give me a boost.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could change it by yourself. We just say damn tall.
Yeah. If you didn't know, I'm pretty tall.
All right, cool. And what does Anonymous also mean here when they say loaded with? What does loaded with mean?
Loaded means full of, mm-hmm. right? Or like a loaded gun, for example, it has bullets in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is another way to say it has a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for that review from Stitch. It's a 5-star review. And remember, guys, all your 5-star reviews are greatly appreciated because it helps our ranking in Stitcher and on iTunes. Spread the love. Okay, so let's move on to today's random news story. Okay, so in the spirit of kindness and being generous, today I have a relevant article. It's not so random today. And the headline of this article is, "How far can you get on kindness? Man traveling the world on stranger's generosity." What do you think they mean by how far can you get on kindness? What do you think this article is going to be about, Justin?
When you get far on something, when you travel on something, it's to be funded by that, I think.
Yeah, funded in this case means?
To get money for it, maybe, to have that support you financially.
Sure. Exactly, yeah. So again, how far can you get on kindness? Man traveling the world on stranger's generosity. A stranger is?
Somebody that you don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people have problems with that because they think it's, for example, in Portuguese, um estranho, like a strange person.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's a person that you don't know, like an unknown person. Okay, let me just give you the gist of this article here. Leon Logothetis, on a mission, riding his yellow motorcycle, which he calls Kindness One, he's attempting to travel around the world on nothing but the kindness of strangers. No money, no food, nowhere to stay. Logothetis is counting on the generosity of the human spirit to keep him going. What do they mean by keep him going?
To keep going is to continue going, right?
Yeah, but they rely on the human spirit to keep him going.
So the human spirit is to help him continue.
Exactly. Sure. It's all about inspiring other people and being inspired myself. Logothetis said of his passion project today on Good Morning America.
Wow, you got on Good Morning America.
Yeah, do you know that TV show?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
It's pretty popular in the US.
Is that a big accomplishment if you're on that TV show?
Yeah, I think so. I think it means that you're going to reach a lot of people.
Okay. So far, he's met with success. In Las Vegas, a family gave him food and a place to sleep. In Nebraska, cowboys let him stay on their ranch. The American people have been absolutely fantastic, Logothetis said. And in Pittsburgh, after a dozen people turned him down, Logothetis met Tony, a homeless man who shared his food and offered to let Logothetis sleep with him in a dilapidated garage. A lot of generosity there from people in the United States.
Yeah.
So just the first part of this paragraph, they said, so far. What does so far mean?
Until now?
Until now, exactly. We don't generally say until now in English, do we?
Nope.
It's always so far. And it doesn't mean so far like I live so far away.
Like we have expressions so far so good?
So far so good. What does that mean?
It means like until now, everything's great. Exactly. It means like as far as things have gone, we're in good shape.
Good stuff. Okay. A ranch. Nebraska cowboys let him stay on a ranch.
A ranch is like in the country. It's like a really big space of land that you might have cows and horses and like farm animals a lot of times.
Generally for cowboys, right? They live on a ranch. Sure. And in Pittsburgh, after a dozen people turned him down, what's a dozen?
12.
Okay. What's a baker's dozen?
I have no idea. What is it?
13.
Okay, I never heard that before.
A lot of expression there. Turn him down. What does it mean to turn someone down?
It means to reject him, to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Logothetis met Tony, a homeless man.
A man without a home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Homeless.
Yeah, okay. Shouldn't be laughing, but it was just such a simple explanation. And he offered him to sleep in a dilapidated garage.
Dilapidated is like falling apart.
Right. Yeah, dilapidated. Kind of like our house.
Our landlord.
Yeah, we've mentioned her a dozen times on here. Maybe even a baker's dozen times. All right, and just lastly here, Logothetis says, I used to be a broker in London, sitting behind a desk, working 12 hours a day, and it wasn't for me, he explained. Then I went and traveled the world and connected with people, and that is what it's all about. That's where the magic is, connection, heart to heart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, first of all, he said he used to be a broker.
It means he used to break things. Just kidding. A broker, like a stockbroker, right?
Stockbroker, yeah.
So, what exactly does it mean to be a broker?
I guess he buys and sells shares and represents people with their stock, with their shares that they have.
Okay.
I'm not too sure exactly what area he was working in. But probably works at a bank. Sitting behind a desk, working 12-hour days, wasn't for me.
What do they mean by it wasn't for me?
It means it wasn't something that he enjoyed doing. He felt like he had something better to do in his life.
Yeah, it wasn't his place, right? It
wasn't his place. He was an outcast.
What does outcast mean?
An outcast is someone who is not part of the tribe. They're not like everyone else.
Like the band?
Yeah, like the band Outcast, but I think they write it differently, the band name. They have a kind of gangster-esque-ness way to writing it.
Okay.
A few other cool expressions here. He's talking about connecting with the people and he says, and that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about means that's the essence of it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the important thing, right?
Yeah, it's like kindness, that's what I'm all about.
Sure. He even says here, that's where the magic is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Similar thing, right? That's where it's magical.
That's where it's most fulfilling for him. That's where it's really special.
Yeah, what do you mean by fulfilling for him?
Gratifying. Something that gives him satisfaction, right?
Yeah, then they write the connection heart to heart.
Heart to heart. It means that you're connecting with that human element.
Yeah, it's very human, isn't it?
Yeah, if we talk about the heart, it's kind of like your soul, that unsayable part of human experience and human connection, right?
That's it. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
And lastly here, on his blog, you guys can check out his blog. We're going to give you a link to the blog and this article. And he says, soon he'll board a ship from New York to Europe, adding, he'll do so as a non-paying passenger. Kindness rocks.
Isn't that called like a freeloader or something?
Okay, what's a freeloader?
Freeloader is somebody who like jumps on a ship without paying.
Yeah, or you know, takes advantage of situations. But freeloader would have a negative connotation.
Yeah. Stowaway?
What's that?
Somebody who sneaks on a ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Sneak is like to go on without permission.
Mm-hmm. But I guess he's doing this with permission. I guess he's talking to people and, you know, making sure he's allowed to be on there. I don't think he's stealing anything. So, how far do you think he would get on kindness?
I think he'll get around the world.
Yeah, well, only time will tell.
What does only time will tell mean?
Only time will tell, we use this to say that we don't know the answer now. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. If you actually will get all around the world, only time will tell. So if you want to find out more about Leon Legathetus and his journey around the world purely on kindness, you can check out his blog, which is kindness1.com.
One as in O-N-E?
Yeah, that's it. Kindness one is in O-N-E, the number one. And he calls it this because he has a little slogan. He said, kindness one, because he's traveling on his motorcycle, and he says, it's like Air Force One, only kinder.
What's Air Force One?
Air Force One, I think it's the President of the United States airplane.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true?
Uh-huh.
Cool. That's the end of today's random news story. This one was not so random because it's quite relevant to today's conversation topic. And without further ado, let's get into today's conversation topic.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
What you talking about, Justin?
Kindness.
Kindness, okay.
Let's have a heart-to-heart.
A heart-to-heart? Okay, what is a heart-to-heart?
Well, we said a heart-to-heart. Did they say heart-to-heart before?
They did.
A heart-to-heart is a very sincere conversation.
Yeah, that's in relation to a conversation, but he was referring to human connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a heart-to-heart is just a very, what is it again?
Like a very sincere conversation. It could be about something pretty serious,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to make it serious.
Like if you're going to have a heart-to-heart with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Or a family member.
Might be something pretty difficult. Could be. Yeah.
Or you really open up to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You going to open up to me today, Justin?
No, I just wanted his expression.
Should I bring out the box of tissues? Okay, so kindness, man. What is kindness? What is an act of kindness for you, man?
Little things, like opening the door for somebody.
Okay.
Saying nice words, appreciating people in your life.
Okay, what's it called when you say nice words to someone?
You can say, you look nice today. You can be like, you know, you're a good friend. You're a good friend, Chad.
Oh, hey, thanks, man. But, I mean, what is that actually called when you... What's the name of that?
Kindness.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're complimenting people.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're talking about complimenting people.
Yeah.
Sure. The reason I asked you that word is because I know in Portuguese and probably Spanish, complimentar is to say hi to someone, to greet someone.
Oh, yeah. Well, not in Spanish, but...
Not in Spanish? Okay. Okay, yeah. So, obviously, to compliment someone in English means to say those nice things that you said. Be kind to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Other acts of kindness, you said opening the door for someone.
Maybe, like, helping somebody with their groceries.
Helping someone with their groceries.
Yeah.
What are groceries?
The food that you buy at a grocery store.
Okay. Sure. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like you buy fruit and vegetables or maybe mayonnaise, ketchup, bread, this type of thing.
Okay. In your case, probably cat food. You seem to go through that quite a lot. What about donating money?
That's definitely an act of kindness.
Yeah. What about giving money to, we mentioned a homeless guy before, what about giving money to homeless? Do you do that sometimes?
Not really, no. One time... When I was a kid, I was driving along with my mom and I saw a homeless guy and we went to McDonald's and I bought some brought some food for the guy. Mm-hmm. We just gave it to him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you prefer to give them food as opposed to money, right?
Yeah, sometimes I'll give them like a banana or like a piece of bread.
Sure.
Cool. Something, because I know a lot of people on the street, they have problems with drugs and alcohol. What about you?
I don't usually give money to people on the street. I mean, I have done on a few occasions, but same thing as you. I generally try to buy them like a snack or buy them something to eat. If it's a kid, sometimes I do give them some money just because I feel sorry for them.
Did I tell you the story about that old lady I tried to help cross the street once?
No.
Actually, I didn't wait for the green light for the walk icon.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't wait for it, so I just went across and I saw this old lady was following me.
Following you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there was a car coming in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And so I grabbed her just like to be like, hey, come on. And
so she wouldn't get hit by the car.
Yeah, and she started hitting me with her purse.
Oh my God, why?
Because she thought I was like trying to rob her, maybe. I'm not sure. It was sure. Like, there was a car coming at us. Uh-huh. And I just said, hey, watch out.
Yeah, damn, man. She really went to town with you on her purse.
She just started hitting me with her purse.
Yeah.
And people around were just like laughing.
People saw it happen.
Yeah.
And I guess that act of kindness backfired on you.
Yeah, what does backfire mean?
Backfire means that it didn't work in your favor. It came back to you. It was against you.
Yeah, it came back to you in a negative way, right?
Exactly. Like a car backfires when you like ignite it and it makes that explosive noise. It backfires.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, some people say that these little acts of kindness are actually for self-gratification. Like if I open up the door for someone, I expect a thank you. And that makes me feel good.
It's not always a thank you. It's just like you feel good when you help other people. Mm-hmm. And so people say that's selfish.
Yeah. Right?
But really, that just means that maybe you're actually living in accordance with a kind of a deeper principle.
Mm-hmm. Selfish. What's selfish again, just so people know?
Selfish is when you only think about yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if we're hardwired to feel good about kindness, then that shows that maybe we're extending our identity a little bit, opening our identity to include other people.
Okay. What does hardwired mean?
Hardwired means like you're programmed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like the... I think that feeling you get, I think we saw this on a speech by Simon Sinek. Remember the guy, Simon Sinek?
Yeah, this guy is like a really great motivational speaker and leadership author.
Mm-hmm. And he talks about that actual feeling we get, that feeling of fulfillment, like you mentioned earlier, that we get from doing an act of kindness. And that feeling we get, that fulfillment is only achieved by doing an act of kindness. When we do something with no expectations of getting anything in return. Mm-hmm. That's the only time you feel that. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, because you're helping a fellow human being. And this is, he argues that we've evolved this way. Mm. And this is a part of evolution, if you think about it. So we evolved in like small communities, mm-hmm, to really favor human connection, feel good by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty cool speech. We'll try to link that in the show notes just so you guys can check it out. It's kind of difficult to understand because it's a really quick speaker. But if you've been listening to the podcast enough, been using the connected speech lessons, think you can handle it?
Yeah, this guy's great.
He is great. Okay, so we've given you guys some examples of kindness and generosity, some anecdotes, but there's also a lot of cool expressions that we use in English related to this topic. So an expression I really like is if you're talking about someone who's really generous and really kind, you can say that person would give you the shirt off their own back, right?
What does that mean?
That means that person is so generous that they would, you know, sacrifice their own comfort of wearing a shirt to make sure you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a metaphor. Obviously, it's used in a lot of other situations. But that person is not selfish at all. They're the total opposite.
Yeah, somebody like that has a heart of gold.
They have a heart of gold.
Yeah.
It's a famous song by...
Neil Young?
Neil Young, there you go. Yeah, it's a famous song by Neil Young. Heart of gold, we kind of mentioned that before, right? Somebody who's really generous.
Somebody who would just give out of the goodness of their own heart.
Out of the goodness of their own heart. That's another cool expression, to do something out of the goodness of their own heart. What does it mean?
To do something out of the goodness of your own heart is when you just do it because you want to do it. You're not expecting anything in return.
Exactly, yeah.
But sometimes people are not so nice. And a really good way to respond to them is by...
killing them with kindness?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is that, to kill someone with kindness?
Well, this happened to me a few times where somebody, you meet them and they're just not very nice.
Yeah, they're an asshole.
They're an asshole. They could be an asshole if for some reason they don't like you, and so you can't really be a jerk back to them. You just have to be so nice to them that you convert them into somebody that likes you. Or
at least their argument, they can't keep going with what they're saying because they just look ridiculous. It's like beating a dead horse.
What does that mean?
To beat a dead horse means to, for example, if a horse is already dead and I'm kicking it, there's no reason for me to keep kicking it because it's already dead. So in this case, trying to push someone's buttons like that.
That's not very kind to kick a dead horse.
Oh, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. I will never kick a horse or hurt an animal. But the metaphor is saying that if you're persistently doing something that's already been resolved, you're just wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like some guy, asshole, who's pushing your buttons like that.
And it's sort of a practice too, because if you can really invoke kindness in yourself towards somebody who's treating you like crap, then it sort of heals that in you. Because there's nothing worse than just feeling negativity towards someone.
Yeah. Like that expression, treating you like crap. What does that mean?
To treat you in a bad way. Yeah. Crap is another word for fecal matter or shit.
Fecal matter. Yeah. They really treated me like fecal matter. Is that what you said?
I just said the word fecal matter, yeah.
Okay, sure. But that would really make that expression sound kind of funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes people treat you like crap. Somebody else might come along and give you a helping hand.
Give you a helping hand. Yeah, that's awesome. If someone gives you a helping hand, it just means that they pretty much just help you when you're in need. They're willing to go out of their way to help you.
Yeah, and we call this sometimes like random acts of kindness. What does random mean?
Random means that there is no structure or pattern to it, and it's very spontaneous.
Yes, and there's a movement going on in the whole world that you can be part of too. It's called Random Acts of Kindness. And basically, it's the whole idea is just be kind to people in just a very spontaneous way. And if enough people do it, then it'll make the world a better place.
Sure. I definitely agree with that. And as a random act of kindness, how about we wrap up this conversation topic and move on to today's question, which we are kindly going to answer a question of one of our Real Life Global community members.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need somebody help,
not just anybody. All right, today's question is from very loyal Real Life English community member, Rauda.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, why do we sometimes refer to vessels and countries using the feminine form, she? For example, her economy. Why so? Thanks. Well, Rauda, this is a very complicated question, and I don't know the answer. But I know somebody who does.
And I only know the answer because I Googled it. But it was a very good question. I did contemplate it for a little while.
She's a beauty.
She's a beauty. Well, that's a very Australian term.
Ah, we see that too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
She's a beauty.
She's a beaut?
She's a beaut. Okay, cool.
There she blows. It's from Moby Dick. Moby Dick, the classic piece of literature.
And what are they referring to when they say, there she blows?
It's a whale.
It's a whale. What's a whale?
A whale is that huge animal in the sea, in the ocean. It's not a shark. That...
Can you make a sound effect?
That has a spout on its back.
Try the sound effect.
It sprays water out in the little hole on its back. I have no idea how it sounds. You're the sound effect guy.
Okay, let me try a sound effect. Something like that, right? Anyway, that's a whale. And yes, Router, great question. I did kind of contemplate it by myself for a little while. And like Justin mentioned, we realized that you are right. And we do say she a lot, even for objects, which we would usually say it. So I did a little bit of research, and this is what I came up with. So probably the reason why we use it for vessels is because in the US Navy, people often, or the Navy SEALs, or the, what do you call soldiers in the Navy? Sailors?
Yeah.
Sailors would often refer to their vessels, their ships, as she, because they generally gave them a female name. You've seen that, right? Generally, ships have like a female's name.
Okay.
And so I guess I always call them she because they refer to their ship as that woman for some reason. That's the first reason. Another time that we say this might also be because many times people tend to humanize things that they love. For example, like obviously pets, but often, you know, guys, their relationship with their car, they often say like she.
Isn't this called personification?
Probably, something like that. Here they said to humanize loved objects. So often men will say cars, call their car she's a beauty. Like we mentioned, she's a beaut. Maybe a musician, a man would call his guitar she as well. Or whatever his instrument was, is often called the she. And it's kind of strange because I'm pretty sure this is something that only happens with men. I don't think women would call their instruments he or their cars he, right?
It's definitely, women have that kind of, it's kind of romantic feel about it.
For men or for women?
Men for women.
Sure.
Men's objects for women. Usually it's kind of like that, definitely like a masculine trait. Men will do it.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't think women would really call their loved objects he. As, like we just mentioned now, men obviously call their cars she, maybe like their musical instruments she, anything that they're really attached to, something that they really love, an object. All right, Rauta, thank you so much for that awesome question. And you guys keep your eyes out because we want your questions. So whether you want to respond on a newsletter or an email or in the real life community, let us know your questions and we'll be happy to answer them on one of the upcoming real life radio episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, so remember, if you really enjoy real life radio and want to use it to take your English to the next level, join the Real Life Fluency Circle and you will receive the Real Life Radio Connected Speech Lessons every week.
That's about 40 pages of really detailed explanations.
Yeah, goes through all the vocabulary, pronunciation,
phrasal verbs,
and some grammar tips.
Oh yeah.
And also, if you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher or somewhere else, don't forget to check out our website. It's reallifeglobal.com.
Or meet people from all around the world in authentic real-life situations on the Real Life Global social network at online.reallifeglobal.com. No www.
That's no www.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Today we're going to play you out with an awesome song by
Mattis Yahoo,
which we got from a video that we wanted to share with you about kindness. Check out the video. It's awesome. It's called The Kindness Boomerang.
But the song is actually called One Day.
And Chad, he knows about kindness and boomerang. He's Australian.
Yeah, boomerang is Australian. That's true. Boomerang is when you throw it, it comes back.
And so it's a video about people doing kind acts, and it's a chain of kindness.
Yeah.
And so one person does a kind act for another person, does a random act of kindness for another person, and so on.
It tends to come back to you eventually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot for tuning in today to Real Life Radio, and you will hear from us next week.
Take care, guys.
Catch y'all later.